Paul Podcast Network.
Welcome to Arts on Air, a podcast featuring an eclectic mix of writers, artists, musicians, and other creative thinkers whose work explores dimensions of culture, spirit, community, and commitment. I'm Debbie Holton. Join me as I engage each about their own creative journey, their inspirations, and the one thing they feel is most important that we must know. Welcome. The podcast you're about to hear was recorded March 31st, 2007, on the occasion of the merry wedding celebration of the founders of the Black Earth Institute. My guest today is Elizabeth Cunningham, who is widely known for her feminist visionary fiction. Her critically acclaimed and award-winning novel, The Passion of Mary Magdalene, published by Monkfish Book Company, in 2006, is the centerpiece of the Maeve Chronicles. Magdalene Rising is her most recent novel and is now also available from Monkfish and came out this past spring. Elizabeth is at work on the final volume, Bright Dark Madonna. Her earlier novels include The Wild Mother, The Return of the Goddess, and How to Spin Gold, all published by Station Hill Press. An ordained interfaith minister, she's in private practice as a counselor. Cunningham is also director of the Center at High Valley in New York's Hudson Valley, where she celebrates the Celtic Cross Quarter Days. She loves to sing blues and bluegrass, and we are really in for a treat because she's going to sing for us on our podcast. And now, Elizabeth Cunningham. Welcome to Arts on Air.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. It's really good to be here.
I have so much admiration for your writing. I've been enjoying the Passion of Mary Magdalene. I've been sharing passages from it. I have pondered the words that you have put together. I have wondered about how you came to where you are now with your writing. What brings you to this day? Were there themes? Were there, was it a rolling chronology of events mm-hmm. that brought you to it? Can you just tell us a little bit about what brings you to your artist's life right now?
Yeah, I don't write any short stories, so it's a long story. And I've been writing novels for a long time. And I think the earlier novels that I wrote prepared me to have the nerve to write this series of novels, The Maeve Chronicles, about the Celtic Mary Magdalene, whose name is Maeve. She's very feisty, she's very outspoken. She never becomes a disciple. And people often ask me, because I'm descended from 9 generations of Episcopal priests, so they tell me, if I had a particular fascination with Mary Magdalene, but I actually never had any intention to write about her. I had finished a book, I was taking a break from writing, I was drawing, and a line drawing emerged of a very bodacious naked woman who said her name was Madge. She was at that time a 20th century character. She had lots to say. She wanted cartoon captions very early on. She made no bones about it. She was a prostitute who supported her art through her prostitution. I thought, oh, you're really interesting. I bet you're going to be a great character. And I kept running book proposals past her. Uh-huh. And she thought they were really boring. Until one night, for some reason, I thought, Madge, Magdalene, red hair, Celtic Mary Magdalene. Wow, what if I wrote that book? And she said, yeah, now you're talking. Only it turned into more than one book. So, yeah, she hasn't let go of me yet.
And
it's been a long journey.
You're right. I'm sure. I mean, just thinking about what you've got coming, and you're still working on her.
Yeah. Yeah, The Passion of Mary Magdalene, which is the book that was published first of this Chronicles, or at least newly published by my publisher, is the centerpiece. It really tells the Passion story. But there's one coming out now called Magdalene Rising, which tells the Celtic part of the story when she and Jesus were both very young and kind of full of themselves and had some magical adventures. And then there's one coming that I call Bright Dark Madonna, which is all about what happened after that passion story. Like, he went. She's here with us, having the same problems that we have. Mm-hmm. Kids, aging parents, getting older. Mm-hmm. So she goes with this the whole way.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You mentioned Celtic history, religious history in some way, but you're putting it together in fascinating forms and structures. Yeah. I mean, there's music and there's a lot of texture
now,
in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people ask me about that because they say, well, you know, was Mary Magdalene really a Celt? And it's like, what evidence is there? And it's like, there's actually 14 references to her in the gospel, and then there are some Gnostic gospels, but no one really knows anything about her. So what I endeavored to do is to get all my historic settings right, whether I'm dealing with the Celts, the Roman Empire, there's a whole part of the Passion of Mary Magdalene that takes place in Rome, or first century Judea and Galilee. I wanted to know, if I stood on a street corner or in the porticos of the temple or in a Roman bath, what would I hear people saying? So I really worked at that. But the story that I'm telling is an imaginative story. Mm-hmm. But I want to get all the details right so that it could have happened. But I'm not saying that it did. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a fiction writer, which makes it very different from other people writing about Mary Magdalene. They're trying to say, well, you know, she really... It's like, no, I don't know what she did. But I've got this great character to work with. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get everything about the history as right as I can get it.
Mm-hmm. I know that... You did say that she came to you as this other character who kind of morphed into Mary Magdalene. Is there a process that, I mean, do you go into a trance or how do you get the other voices?
Well,
because that too, I was reading, I mean, the Roman women and the disciples, and they're such rich other characters. How did you channel them? How did they come to you? I know that you spent a lot of time with it.
People ask me if I channel, and I think that in some senses maybe all fiction writers do, but it's not like I sit there and just automatically write. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of research, and I do a lot of writing and a lot of rewriting, and I really listen for the voice of the character, whoever it is. And mm-hmm. she has a very distinct voice. She has actually a rather contemporary voice because her premise is that she's talking to you. She's not just buried in the past. She's talking to her contemporary audience because she feels like, well, no one was ready to hear this story until now. So I don't know. That's kind of mysterious. It's partly mystery, and then it's partly craft. It's partly just hard work. Mm-hmm. Rewrite and rewrite and rewrite until it sounds right. And I bet you know something about that, Debbie Holton, since you also write fiction. Yes.
A little bit.
You're listening to Arts on Air on the DePaul Podcast Network.
There was something that we talked about earlier, everybody, that had to do with the resurrection.
Oh yeah, I promised you in a rash moment that I would sing you the resurrection song.
And I'm going to hold you to that promise.
You are.
I am going to hold you to that promise. And see if you, are you willing?
Yes, I'll do that. And I'll tell you why the resurrection song came into being. It actually is part of the text. It was a poem in the text. But then I took it into my head to write a liturgy for the Passion story, because the Passion of Mary Magdalene actually spans more time than just what we know as the Passion story. But I wrote a liturgy that covers from the last party to the resurrection garden. And this is the song that she sings when she seals herself into the tomb with him. And you'll like this part because I know that you like things to do with Egypt. And although this is a Celtic Mary Magdalene, when she was enslaved in the Roman Empire, she came to know the goddess Isis.
Yes,
so perhaps that is all I need to say. And I hope I will remember this song that she sings over him in the tomb, which combines Jewish tradition, Egyptian tradition, and just, I don't know, her own outrageous tradition. So here's how it goes. Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, passion as relentless as shoe. The flash of love is the flash of fire, a flame of Yahweh himself. Love no flood can quench, no torrent drown. For the river that flows from my heart is a flame that will carry me over the seas. And I will unbind you from the tree, from the tamarisk tree and the oak. Yes, I will unbind you from the tree, from the bare tree and the leafless one. For love is as strong as death, passion as relentless as Sheol. No flood can quench my love, for I am the queen of all rivers. And I will seek you among the reeds, and I will find you forever. For mine is the power to remember, and I will remember you. Yes, mine is the power to remember, and I will remember you. I will kiss you with the kisses of my mouth. I will fill you with the breath of life. I will kiss you with the kisses of my mouth. And I will fill you with the breath of life. Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, passion as relentless as Sheol. The flash of love is the flash of your fire, and you will rise with the sun. I said the flash of love is the flash of your fire, and you will rise with the sun. The flash of love is the flash of your fire, and you will rise with the sun. A flame of Yahweh himself. For no flood can quench my love, for I am the queen of all rivers, the queen of all rivers.
Wow!
So that's when she has her own apotheosis and really becomes the goddess Isis, although she started out as a Celt.
You know. My.
Yeah.
Before I ask you my last question, tell us, how can we find out more about you and your work?
Yeah, I have a website, www.passionofmarymagdalene.com, and that's the title of that central book without the, passionofmarymagdalene.com. No E on the end of Magdalene. Confuses people, but there it is, passionofmarymagdalene.com.
Okay,
and there's great. Two books out now, so Magdalene Rising and the passionofmarymagdalene.com, and coming soon, Bright Dark Madonna.
Excellent. And now my last question. What one thing do you want us to take away today? What one thing do you want us to know?
That everyone is welcome at the feast. Everyone.
Beautiful.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Arts on Air. The theme music you hear, Cherimoya Groove, was produced by Debbie Woodholton and Arnold Graham. A detail from the painting Girl in Clouds by Chevette Williams is the artwork you see. A special shout-out thank you goes to Dr. Robert Rottenberg in the Anthropology Department at DePaul University. If you'd like to contact me, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at artsonair@gmail.com. I'm Debbie Holton. I hope you'll join us next time on Arts on Air.